This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Deadheading is the practice of removing faded or dead flower heads from plants to encourage more blooms. K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist Cynthia Domenghini discusses when and how to deadhead plants in the home landscape. Cynthia, we're kind of approaching that time where it's time to start thinking about deadheading plants.
Right. We've had some solid time out in the garden where our plants have been growing and producing some blooms for us. And so inevitably, we're going to be seeing some of those blooms starting to fade and not look so nice. So it's a great time to start brushing up on your deadheading practices.
So what do we do? How do we get started?
What I like to do with my own garden is ideally daily, take a walk through and scout around. Deadheading is something that if you just keep up with it on a daily basis, it's not a huge task to be completed. It's not real challenging. It can actually be pretty fun because it doesn't require a lot of labor and because you notice the garden cleaning up quickly. And so what you're going to do is just initially look for those blooms that are not looking so great anymore. And depending on what type of plant it is, you may be able to just snap that bloom off with your fingernails, or you may decide to walk through the garden with your pruners and snip the stem with the pruners.
I think you also mentioned that it's nice to make sure we do this after a heavy storm as well.
Exactly. Yeah, sometimes when we get these big Kansas storms coming through, some of the plants will look a little bit shabby afterwards. And so that may require deadheading. Maybe the blooms looked nice right before the storm, but then afterwards you may decide just to go ahead and snip off those blooms, especially if you've noticed some more severe damage to your plants by taking away the energy required for setting seed from those blooms. The plant can revive itself and repair those leaves that got damaged by sending out new growth, things like that. So what you're looking for is when you're snipping off those blooms, you're going to cut the stem just back to the next set of leaves, typically, which is called the node. Then you can discard those blooms in the compost bin.
And this is for annuals and perennials?
Exactly. Most commonly, we see it with annuals because we don't want the annuals to be, typically, we don't want the annuals to be turning those flowers into seed heads and setting seed. So by snipping off the blooms before they develop seed, it encourages the plant to continue producing more flowers rather than going to seed and preparing for the next generation. Some perennials, though, will benefit from deadheading as well and just being tidied up like that. But there's also some perennials that have really lovely seed heads. For example, coneflower. The seed heads that develop on coneflowers have a really lovely color and texture to them. And so some people decide to just leave those blooms intact and enjoy that full progression, the full life cycle there.
What are maybe some of the more common garden plants that would benefit from deadheading?
Marigolds, petunias, geraniums, snapdragons, salvia, yarrow. Those are all examples of plants that will benefit from regular deadheading. They will continue to send out new blooms. You'll also notice that by deadheading your plants, you may get bushier growth. So early on in the season, even right around now, like if your zinnias are getting real tall and gangly, but they don't have a lot of horizontal growth, if you deadhead them a couple times, you'll notice that they start to bush out a bit more and kind of get a more uniform growth, which is beneficial for the plant. And I mean, they just look nicer that way as well. But one of the other main big benefits, I should say, of taking those regular walks through the garden to do deadheading is you can also monitor for other problems that could be happening in the garden. Taking a look at those plants up close, looking for pests or diseases that may be present, just anything else that might not be desirable in the garden. If you get yourself in that habit of taking a regular garden walk, you can keep on top of the problems before they become too much of an issue.
That's Horticulture Extension Specialist Cynthia Domenghini with information on deadheading plants in the home landscape. If you have questions, contact your local Extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.